Hello, we're excited to bring you this very special edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. The focus of our time together today will be on the risks women face in planning for their retirement, and importantly, what they can do to improve their prospects. We've got two very special guests who will be sharing their unique perspectives on the challenges women in particular face. But importantly, they'll be sharing strategies that can help mitigate retirement security risks for women at all stages of their working life, at the approach of retirement, and after they enter retirement. Cindy Hounsell, founder and president of Wiser, which is the Women's Institute for Secure Retirement, and Mary Beth Franklin, a foremost expert on financial planning and Social Security. Catherine Collinson, of course, who is well known to you all and leads the Transamerica Institute as well as the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, joins me here in our studio. Catherine, during this most recent election, there was so much discussion about women finally breaking that seemingly impenetrable glass ceiling of the U.S. presidency. And although Hillary Clinton clearly put some major cracks in it, it continues to be a matter of fact that women, in relation to their male counterparts, are still not on par when it comes to income equality in the workplace. Admittedly, there have been great strides given the number of women who are heads of state as well as leading major corporations, but the numbers don't lie. And so for our purposes, we want to devote this special edition of Clear Path to the fact that women in general continue to be at greater risk of not achieving a financially secure retirement. So Catherine, give us the headlines. What are the obstacles here that are preventing women from really getting to the place they need to be in relation to retirement security?
Greg, there are a number of factors working against women in terms of achieving financial security compared to their male counterparts. First of all, the gender pay gap is alive and well. According to a recent estimate by the Women's Policy Research Institute, women still earn just 79 cents on the male dollar. So how does that translate in everyday terms? That means for a man who's earning $50,000 a year, his female counterpart is likely earning only $39,000 a year.
As shocking as that is, at the dawn of the 21st century, what does that mean? I mean, that has some really severe implications, you know, in the long term for women and again, retirement security.
The implications of the gender pay gap lead to an even greater retirement savings gap.
That illustrates perfectly the chasm that exists between women and men and saving at the same rate and ultimately what that means and how that translates in retirement security.
And Greg, it's actually even scarier than that. The scenario that I just described is quite rosy because today, in this day and age, women are still more likely to take time out of the workforce for parenting and caregiving. And in doing so, they're giving up income as well as the ability to accrue and earn retirement benefits from their employers. Switching gears a little bit, the other risk women face is, according to the Social Security Administration, we're still likely to live almost 5 years longer on average compared to our male counterparts, which means that we need to be saving even more for retirement.
We hear all the time that we're living longer than ever before. The reality is if you get to 65 and you're reasonably healthy, you're looking at a potential 20, 25 years in retirement. Add another 5 years to that for women, and the climb is even steeper for them.
And the risks are even greater. And that's why we see in the census data that elderly women are more likely to live in poverty than elderly men. And because we live longer, when we reach older ages, there are more women than men. Right. 2 out of 3 elderly people living in poverty are women.
Sobering statistics. Speaking of statistics, I know, of course, we share often here on Clear Path quite a number of studies in the course of a year, and you look at these issues in depth and really gauge the views and attitudes of various demographics, women, in, of course, in particular. How do women feel in general? I mean, what's the temperature? How are they grappling with these realities? Because they are sobering.
Women are very concerned about their future retirement. And our most recent survey of women in the workforce, only 10% are very confident in their ability to fully retire with a comfortable lifestyle.
Do you have some insight into women, perhaps in the millennial generation? Are younger women more tuned into retirement planning, or at least putting money away, saving for the future?
Younger women and millennials in general, both men and women, are surprisingly and encouragingly engaged in the topic of retirement, saving, planning. And women who are working and have access to employer benefits, by and large, are saving. However, and this applies to both women and men, millennials, both need to learn more about investing.
Well, Catherine, you've done an excellent job of defining, of outlining the considerable risks women face, and again, the steep challenges that they're dealing with compared to their male counterparts. We want to dedicate the rest of the show to what women can practically do to, again, mitigate these risks and put themselves on a more promising path toward retirement security. As I indicated at the top of this very special edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute, we have two very special guests to help us navigate the issues and really to provide some practical considerations and steps women can take in overcoming the obstacles they face in achieving a secure retirement. Cindy Hounsell is the president of WISER, which is the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, which is a nonprofit organization that seeks to improve the opportunities for women to secure retirement income and to educate the public about the inequities that disadvantage women in retirement. Cindy, thanks so much for being with us. And you've got a terrific story. How did you get into this? And give us your own insights into what motivated you to pursue this career.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks for the nice introduction. About the early 80s, I was working in another job as a flight attendant, and the company froze our pension benefit. And I had no idea what that meant. I paid no attention to it. And a few more years went by, and I left that company retooled. And what I did was I went back to school and I saw all these statistics about older women and how so many of them were living in poverty. And it was pretty shocking, but I didn't think that still had anything to do with me. And then I ended up getting involved and getting a fellowship to a Georgetown. And that's all I did for the next 5 years. And that prompted me to start WISER.
You recognize women leaders in this field and through your Heroes Award every year. And Catherine Collinson, I'm proud to note here, is a 2016 recipient of a WISER Hero Award. Catherine, well done.
Thank you, Greg. And WISER has been such an inspiration for Transamerica Institute and our Center for Retirement Studies over the years. Cindy has provided a beacon for us in terms of our research and outreach around improving retirement security among Americans, and specifically among women who are at risk of not achieving a secure retirement.
Cindy, we like to cut to the chase and, as I said, provide some very practical guidelines, steps that people can take and women can take on this critical issue here. What are your three top recommendations women can do to change the trajectory of their retirement preparation?
It's a big dream on my part. It's to get women to consider how every decision they make throughout their life will affect them long term, because women live longer. So it's know what you have, know what your spouse has, if you have a spouse or a partner. Know if you're single that you're going to have to do twice as much because you're responsible for yourself. And get started the minute you start thinking about what I just said.
Right. It's something we often note. It's never too soon. And again, the sooner that you begin preparing those Generation Xers and millennials, the better off they're going to be at every stage in this game.
Right. And the reason I go back to the basics is because so many people are not doing those things. I mean, Catherine has the statistics that prove all of that, but you have half the workforce that doesn't have retirement at their workplace, a retirement opportunity. So I think, you know, if that's your situation, you better be thinking, how else can I save? It will not take care of itself.
I think that's the biggest risk anybody faces, whether men or women. There's this notion that it's all going to work out okay. We're going to get to that golden period in our lives. And somehow there's going to be a pot of gold or money at the end of that rainbow. It doesn't happen.
Exactly. And I tell one short little anecdote because we're like Catherine, we hear from so many people. But, you know, I heard this week from a widow who's just being moved into her son's home because she can no longer afford her apartment. She's been widowed 46 years.
Wow.
She worked up until her 60s, but it's not her fault. Yeah, she's 89. She's beginning to run out of money. She can't afford it. And so, and that's a good story because she had enough to live almost to age 90 on what she had.
We're going to come to the Social Security issues that Mary Beth Franklin is so adept at explaining in very accessible terms. But Catherine, I know one of the things you often tout, of course, is the Savers Credit. That's a huge benefit for women in particular.
The Savers Credit is a tax credit available to eligible savers who file their income taxes, who meet certain income eligibility requirements. And by our estimates at Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, only about 1 in 5 working women who are potentially eligible to benefit from the credit are aware that it exists. So we work very hard to raise awareness. We have information about the Savers Credit on our website at transamericacenter.org, as well as, of course, there's information at irs.gov. The Savers Credit is a tax credit that literally pays to save for retirement. Conceptually, think of it as a matching contribution from the federal government. For many women, it could be just the motivator they need to start saving. And for others, they may already be saving, but not claiming it on their tax returns because they don't know it exists.
I wanted to again return to the issue of the gender pay gap. What is it that women can do to really change the paradigm?
Everybody wants the answer. Everyone wants either, where should I invest, as if that is the only thing. I mean, that clearly is an issue for women, but it's not the first issue. You know, you can be thinking like, oh, now I know the perfect place to invest, but I haven't started saving money yet. And that's the situation that a lot of women are in. They're not making this a priority. And if I had a ruler and I could, you know, sort of, you know, hit the knuckles of a collective knuckles of American women, I would be saying all these decisions that you're making from the time you go to school, how many loans you have, all of those things have always been in play for women because it's an uphill battle. And we can all talk about the pay equity issue, which of course is as fierce as, you know, I saw 25 years ago. But the point is that's not going to be resolved immediately. So yes, we all want to fight for that and we want to make sure that happens. But in the meantime, we want to save every penny that we can get our hands on and make it work for us. And what Catherine was saying about the Saver Tax Credit is the perfect way to get started.
Cindy also raised a really important point a couple of minutes ago about almost half of workers not being offered the ability to save for retirement in the workplace. Retirement plan coverage, as we characterize it, is a tremendous opportunity because we know that workplace savings arrangements work. However, since last year, in 2015, the U.S. Treasury, the federal government, introduced a new savings solution, which is ideal for first-time savers and for people who are just getting started and not offered a 401k or payroll-deducted IRA in the workplace. And it's called the MyRA, or My Retirement Account, which is a starter savings vehicle. Treasury has made it as easy as possible for people to sign up, as well as set it up through a direct deposit of a portion of their paycheck or through electronic funds transfer. It only has one investment option. It is very simple. It has no fees or expenses. Mm-hmm. The catch is when the saver reaches an account balance of $15,000, then they have to roll it over into a IRA in the financial services or private sector where they can get access to all of the investments that they need to appropriately invest for their long-term retirement security. However, right now it is available. Every worker has access to it, and it's something that we really need to promote. Our most recent survey of working women found that only 13% are aware that it exists. we have work to do to simply get the word out that there is a new opportunity that is accessible for everyone.
I'd be interested, Cindy, in getting your perspective. I'll ask Mary Beth Franklin the same, but why is it, do you think, that in this epic election cycle that we've just lived through, that these issues didn't come to the forefront?
I find it shocking myself,
yeah,
because it's clearly a top concern, especially a top concern of supporters who don't have access any longer to real retirement accounts, and they see the implication for their future. But so many workers don't pay attention. The candidates themselves, I was hoping that caregiving, which is a really big issue for almost every American family, would become part of the discussion. And again, that did not. And one of the projects that we've done with Transamerica is to take our caregiver guide and to reformat it in a way, financial steps for caregivers, because every family is going through this.
Now that guide is available at Wiser?
It is.
At Wiser's,
yes,
website?
Yes.
Right.
Wiserwomen.org.
Wiserwomen.org.
So many women, I mean, there have been several studies showing that women's out-of-pocket expenses, and it's more women than men, is close to $5,500 a year, and that would make a big chunk, you know, obviously, in retirement savings if you were saving that. There are several bills on Capitol Hill that will address this, probably be reintroduced.
That's where I was headed next, to ask what you thought the prospects were for meaningful legislation.
Well, I mean, people have talked for a long time about, because so much of women's work ends up being, especially later in life, taking care of elderly parents and grandparents, that they would get credit for that under Social Security. And I won't take that away from Mary Beth, because she'll be talking more about Social Security. But I think with all of that being on the table for the next 4 years, we're likely to see something happen.
It's so important, but it's going to be a tough challenge, because the Social Security Administration's most recent trust fund estimates that the trust fund will be depleted by 2034, unless there is some sort of reform. Hopefully it will happen sooner than later, because people will need to adapt, plan, and prepare. But there's going to be some really difficult decisions along the way in terms of how that reform is implemented, so that the program is really can serve the people who need it the most.
I noted at the top that the numbers don't lie, both in terms of the disparity, really, between what women earn versus men for the same work, for the same jobs. But Cindy, as you've noted here, that the sheer number of women highlights what a serious issue this will be for us in the coming years. What is it that women need to do now, beginning yesterday, if they could, to again mitigate their risks?
Every study has shown that you need to know how much you need.
Right.
And so that's first what you have to do. It's, what's your future paycheck? What will that look like? Where will it come from? So if you're living on $30,000 a year, whatever it happens to be, 25 years from now, 20 years, whatever your number is, you need to know, basically, what will I need? I'm going to need more than I need today, because everything costs more. So it's all those issues that affect women's longevity, the inflation, the possible loss of a spouse, ending up living their lives in poverty, avoiding that. And the only way to avoid that is figuring out how much you need. Every research study shows,
right,
it's the first thing you should do. People don't think about income for the future. Every time you consider that you're working part-time while your spouse works full-time, yet everything, all the money goes into, or your partner goes into, the same bucket, women can't afford to pay, especially younger women living with partners who make a lot more money than they do, and then they split all the benefits. And I think Catherine has a lot to say about that too, from her research.
Well, and I can share from my research and my own personal experience as a family caregiver. One thing that we can all do is families, or family units, because we live in a time of non-traditional family arrangements, is when there is a time of need, where there is a loved one in need of care, All too often, it is one person, and typically a woman, that takes on a disproportionate amount of those caregiving responsibilities, and often at her own financial detriment because she's scaling back on her work or giving it up altogether. The extent to which we can make family caregiving and parenting a true shared family responsibility, that can help mitigate the risk for the individual who would have otherwise been taking on that disproportionate responsibilities. It's a what I call a little big step in terms of helping women improve their retirement security.
Excellent point, Catherine. Excellent point. Cindy Hounsell, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your insights. I would encourage our listeners to check out wiserwomen.org. That is, again, the Women's Institute for Secure Retirement. There are resources there. There's great insights provided and tools even to address this really urgent issue that women face in terms of their retirement security. Cindy, we hope to have you again. And again, you're terrific to join us today.
Thanks so much, Greg and Catherine.
And congratulations on 20 years of Wiser.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in just a moment for this very special edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute.